The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Bind up my wounds. Those were the words shouted by Shakespeare's ill-fated Richard III. You can also hear them spoken today at any racetrack by thousands of luckless horse players. Yeah. Horse players. They lick their wounds as they wait for another day to dawn and another horse to run and for another blow from fate. Horse players. What a strange breed they are.
Who am I talking to?
Who do you think you're talking to?
Well, I don't know. There's nobody here.
What do you mean there's nobody here? I'm here.
Oh, no. I'm going crazy. I think I'm talking to a horse.
What do you mean you think you're talking to a horse? You are talking to a horse.
But that's impossible. A horse? A horse that talks?
Our mystery drama, My Kingdom for a Horse, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Joe Silver. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Contact, the 12-hour allergy capsule. I'll be back shortly with Act One. Patience and shuffle the cards. This is the sage advice offered by Mr. Miguel de Cervantes. Invaluable counsel indeed. For those who would live by the cards must shuffle patiently and wait patiently. And accept the reverses of fate patiently. Patience, a virtue more precious than, say, rubies. We are at the breakfast table.
This face?
Yeah?
When are we going to get married?
How long did you boil the eggs?
3 minutes.
Mm, you sure?
I know how you like your eggs.
You got any toast?
I make pancakes.
Yeah, well, I think I'll have another cup of coffee, huh?
Please.
Yeah?
What is the answer to my question?
Which question was that, Cupcake?
The usual question.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, that's quite a step, Cupcake.
Uh-huh.
And we should think about it.
I thought about it.
You just don't rush into these things, huh? there he is. Nutty little friend, to remind us that life is real and life is earnest. And we got to get to work because it's 9 a.m. on the nose, and we got to turn on the radio.
Good morning, horse players.
Good morning,
here's
Charlie.
Hoping each and every one of you gets a million today.
Amen.
It's time for tips and clips from Beanbag Charlie. First, the latest scratches from Crystal Park. In the second race, covered wagon.
He's doomed.
In the third, we have, or more accurately, we shall not have, Gorgeous Dirty.
Good riddance.
Now, in the book.
Hey, Cupcake, what'd you do?
Obviously, I turned it off.
You can't turn off feedback trolley.
Now, resuming our discussion.
Cupcake, what?
Concerning the question I asked
the
you.
The question? Oh. Only the question.
Hmm. Well, what is your answer?
Well, look, marriage is a very serious affair.
Exactly. And therefore, non-marriage is a very frivolous affair.
Cupcake, I got a note that is scratched.
If you turn on that radio again, I shall bounce off your skull.
Oh, now, Cupcake.
I do not know which shall receive the greater injury.
Cupcake? Well, I was talking to this psychiatrist.
Indeed. And there would you encounter a psychiatrist.
That's a track.
What was his problem?
You know what he said? He said a person's got to be psychologically and emotionally ready for marriage.
That's me. I am ready. I am ready to become a woman.
Oh, honey, you are a woman.
Not yet.
Not yet? Well, is there something I don't know?
I shall not be a woman until I am fulfilled by marriage and children.
Oh. Whoa.
And therefore, at present, I am operating against all of the psychological, physiological, biological, and emotional imperatives of the race.
Well, baby,
Well, what?
You talk about the imperatives of the race, biological, physiological, et cetera, and so forth.
Yes?
And you say that they're attached to marriage and having kids, et cetera, and so forth.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Am I sure of what?
That those are the basic imperatives.
Absolutely.
Aren't there other imperatives?
Such as?
Well, such as a woman's need for personhood.
I consider myself a person.
Yeah, well what about a woman's need for self-expression?
Oh, I express myself. I am Mary Sands Cupcake McClure. Northeastern States National Women's Professional Wrestling Champion.
Yeah, but honey, there are alternate lifestyles. And let me tell you something, Cupcake. I am extremely impressed with all this thing that I hear about women's liberation.
Oh, well, shall I tell you what I think of women's lib in one word to say?
Yeah?
Horse feathers.
That's two words.
When are we getting married?
Soon.
Can you define the word soon? Permit me. Soon is Sunday.
Sunday?
It's coming Sunday.
But that's that's only 4 days from now.
Well, you said soon.
Yeah, but baby, Alex, we should do it right.
Oh, I agree. The right way is to get a license, go to a minister.
Yeah, but I don't even, I can't even buy you a ring.
Oh, yes, you can.
Yeah, but I haven't
I have the money right here.
Do you think I would take your money?
Oh, it's our money, Sister. I took it out of your account.
Yeah, but we agreed that would be the money we would help us to get married.
Yes?
No. This is such an important step.
How long have we been going together? 8 years? 9 years?
7.
Well, it feels like 10. Here's $300.
Huh?
Buy the ring. I'll arrange for the church.
Cupcake?
Who do you want to invite?
Well,
Fish Face, darling. You make me so happy.
Hey. Do these ancient orbs of mine deceive me? Or is this in truth Fish Face Harnish, Fagin?
Good afternoon, Thrifty.
Is there some great national calamity?
Don't ask.
Why is the celebrated Fish Face indoors in a gin mill when he should be gambling at the track?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't get it.
Huh? Get what?
Gamble meaning to romp, and gamble meaning to wager. You know who would have appreciated that deft turn of phrase?
Who?
Your lovely lady. Miss Cupcake McClure.
Yeah.
You know, you are indeed fortunate. What a package of beauty and brains.
Yeah, I guess so.
Fish Face, do you realize Cupcake is probably the only professional female wrestler with a master's degree?
Is that a fact?
A very smart thing.
Oh, sure.
How fortunate you are to have her. And by the way she looks at you, she will never leave you.
I don't know, Thrifty. I just don't know.
Why? Is there a problem?
Yeah, well, I guess it's all over between Cupcake and me.
All over?
Yeah.
I have never seen two people so romantically absorbed with each other. I have never seen such affection, such adoration.
Yeah, but we're going to lose all that.
How could you say such a thing?
Because we're getting married.
You're getting... Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah?
It's the only way to live. Ask me, I should know. I've been married 5 times.
Well...
Congratulations, Fishface. I have to get you a wedding.
No,
that's what I'm going to do.
No, look, just because a guy gets married, don't give him a right to blackjack his friends for gifts.
I know what it's going to be.
What?
A horse.
What do you mean, a horse?
I am going to give you a horse.
Well, look at a horse.
Lose money on them.
Wow.
Like you always lose some money on other people's horses. Why not lose some money on your own?
Yeah, but that...
You now are a member of the club.
Yeah?
To own a horse is to be part of an elite.
Yeah? Well, where does it get you?
You enter a whole new world.
Yeah, like what?
Fish Face. You open a paper in the morning. What do you look at first?
Well, the only thing I ever look at. The entries.
Ah, but somebody else's entries. Now consider. Just consider. Millions of people are going to look to see the lineup for the races. and they will come to a name.
Yeah?
Do you know what that name is?
No,
obviously not. Therefore, I shall tell you. The name is Blue Streak.
Blue Streak.
And there shall be inscribed for a breathless world to see the name of the owner. Fish Face Harnishvega. Or will you use Algernon? Tell me.
Well,
no. No, you have always been the salt of the earth, and you will always be the same. Fame, success, wealth, vanities, whatever turn your head. You would still be fish face.
Well, I don't know.
Even if you were to become the president of the United States, you would still say to one and all, call me fish face.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure of that.
I see you in the winner's circle, accepting a victory check for yourself.
Yeah.
And the roses for your lovely lady cupcake.
Yeah.
Oh, fish face, confess. Didn't you always wish to own a horse?
Well, I
don't know. Own one. Be the master of Blue Streak.
Blue Streak.
The name of your gallant steed.
Blue Streak.
Flash of blue lightning.
Sounds like a winner.
Runs like a winner. Wait till you see her.
Huh?
They're coming into the stretch.
Huh?
Face. There's Blue Streak on the outside.
Wait.
Dead last, she is.
Wait, dead last. Billy.
Now she makes a move. And she finds a hole. A little hole she cuts in front.
Yeah, wait a
minute. Just a little touch of the whip and she starts to fly.
Wait a minute, Swift.
She's fourth now. Third. Now she's second.
Yeah, okay.
Now with an unbelievable burst of speed, she crosses the finish line.
Yeah.
First,
yeah.
The winner is Blue Streak.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Swifty. A filly.
Fishface, who is the greatest horse that ever lived? Tell me.
Well, it wasn't a mare.
Yeah, it was Man of War, right?
Right.
And the only horse to beat Man of War was a filly, a little filly named Egret.
Yeah, yes, right, but still, I don't know.
I got Blue Streak's picture here, Fishface. Here. Look. Is this not the most glorious animal you ever beheld in all of your days?
What's she done?
She's absolutely magnificent.
Well, she is good looking, I'll give her that.
He will now be the owner of the fastest and the prettiest horse of the season. Oh, Fishface, I envy you.
Yeah, well,
You've fallen in love with her already. I could tell by the way you're looking at her picture.
Fast, huh?
She's done the mile in 1:30.
She what?
You heard me.
My friend,
she's only raced on some little leaky roof track on the West Coast. What you have here is a sleeper.
The mile in 1 day? Listen, Swifty, I can't just take this horse from you, no.
I'm leaving town. I need some departure money. Just give me a token payment.
A token payment?
A mere fraction of her worth. Look, here. I have Blue Streak's papers here.
Yeah.
I'll just sign them over to you.
Wait. What is a fraction of her worth?
Fishface, we are talking about a horse that is almost beyond price.
Yeah.
Money couldn't buy her.
Yeah, well...
What we're doing is talking about filling in a figure that makes this a legal contract.
Oh.
Now, right here where it says, in consideration of, we have to write down an amount.
Yeah.
Some ridiculously impossible low amount.
Yeah, well, what would that amount be?
An absurd amount.
Yeah, but...
$1,000.
No, I ain't got $1,000.
How much do you have?
Well, I got $300.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, look, I'm not sure I ought to do this.
You're ashamed to buy her so cheap. You're afraid everyone will think you took advantage of
you.
You're a good-hearted, decent human being.
Yeah, but...
But don't worry. No one will ever know, Fishface.
Here.
Just give me the $300.
I don't think I should.
Like you don't think Cupcake would approve? Is that it? Don't tell me. I don't want to embarrass you.
It isn't that.
Fishface, now is the time to set up the ground rules for the marriage.
Yeah?
All your life you wanted to own a horse, right?
Well,
here she is. Your horse.
Yeah.
Blue Streak. So, Fishface.
What?
Do you intend to be henpecked? Hag-ridden.
Oh, listen, Swifty, no dame pushes me around.
And put your money with your mouth
here. Here's 300.
I don't know the answer to many, if indeed to any, of the great mysteries that perplex the world. To me, however, one thing has razor-sharp clarity. If your fiancée is a professional wrestler, and if she gives you $300 to buy the wedding ring, and if you instead buy a racehorse, you can expect problems of the first magnitude. And they shall be encountered in Act 2. And what is the proverb? If wishes were horses, then beggars might ride. Somehow, for so many, wishes have become horses, or horses have become wishes. Horses are the magic solution to all problems, especially if you can predict which one of them will beat the others in a given race. Which horse? This riddle has ravaged certain sections of mankind for centuries, and possibly it can never be answered.
Hey!
Huh?
Fish Face!
Oh, hi.
You don't remember me?
Well, yeah, sure,
It's me, Fetlock.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Fetlock.
Fetlock Feinstein.
Fetlock Feinstein, yeah. So what are you doing with yourself, Fetlock Feinstein?
I had to take a job.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. So, I'm working here at the track.
Yeah.
Save the car fare, at least.
Yeah. Hey, Fetlock, you anything around?
Forget it. I ain't had a winner since the Hoover administration.
Yeah, well, just keep hanging in there.
That's what everybody says. Fetlock, your luck's got to change one day. Personally, I don't see it.
Yeah. Well, look, it's nice seeing you again.
Wait, just a second. I have to ask you what you're doing here.
Sure.
I mean, ain't that I'm trying to be nosy, you know?
What?
But it's my job. I'm a special cop.
Oh.
So my job is to check out what everybody's doing here around the stable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I mean, you're not sore at me for asking.
Come on. Sounds like you're just doing your job.
That's right. You always was a good guy.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, I hear you're running around with a dame, an opera singer.
No. She's a wrestler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, what are you doing here?
I just bought a horse.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Let me know when it runs.
Oh, sure thing. Where's the bar number 38?
38? Well, you turn right at...
What's the matter? Are
you sure you want bar number 38?
Yeah, that's where Swifty said she'd be.
Swifty? Where does he come into this?
Well, he sold me the horse.
You bought a horse off of Swifty?
Yeah.
Oh.
What does that mean? Oh.
What's the name of the horse?
Blue Streak.
What did you want to buy Blue Streak for?
Did I do something wrong?
Fish Face, you always struck me as the guy that knew who was who and what was what.
Wait a minute, Fetlock. What are you trying to tell me?
Leave us go over it. What did you say it was? Barn 38? Come on. Yeah. Here's old number 38. The oldest barn at the track. That's why Blue Streak is in here. And here we have Blue Streak.
Wow. She's Blue Streak?
Sure is. Barn 38, ain't it?
Yeah, but this is a bag of bones.
Oh, ain't exactly a bag of bones. A little old maiden.
No, wait a minute. This can't be Blue Streak. I don't believe that.
That's why she's in here, Fish Face. The oldest horse at the track is in the oldest barn at the track.
I'm having a nightmare.
Are you?
It is a bad dream. I'm going to wake up.
You look to me like you're up now.
It's a bad dream. I am dreaming. I took the $300 from Cupcake and I bought... Swifty lied to me.
Swifty? No. Swifty wouldn't lie.
What are you talking about?
Everything Swifty says is true.
Yeah? Yeah, well, look at his picture. See this? He said this was a picture of Blue Streak.
It is a picture of Blue Streak. 15 years ago. But it is still the same.
And he said she could run the mile at 130.
She could. And I remember that she did up until the time she was 5 years old.
Fetlock, this horse has got to be 20 years old.
Give or take.
What am I going to do with a 20-year-old horse?
Well... Not much you can do, I guess. You can maybe feed her an apple. If her teeth are okay.
If her teeth... $300.
Fish Face, you going to give her a good home?
Oh, sheesh. Cupcake, here's what I did. I'm not even going to have a home myself. Hey, Fetlock, what do you think I could get for her?
You don't want to sell her, do you?
Who'd want to take her off my hands?
Well, you could sell her to the... No. No, I don't even want to talk about it. I mean, she ain't a bad little horse, Fish Face. But once you get to know her, you're going to like her. I guarantee it. You going to You gonna hang around here a while?
Well, between you and I, I'm scared to go home. How am I gonna tell us the cupcake?
Well, look, if she's got a good heart, she's gonna understand.
Yeah.
Well, it's getting late. I gotta make round. I'll see you, huh?
Sure. So what am I going to do with you? What they used to do with old used-up horses? Send them to the glue factory. I wonder if they still do that. I wonder what they make glue out of these days.
I don't want to think about it.
Stupid horse.
Stupid horse?
Look what you got me into.
I got you into it? Huh. If you were dumb enough to buy a horse... sight unseen, why blame me?
Never mind who's to blame. What am I going to do now?
Don't ask me.
Look, you can't afford to have that attitude.
Don't make so much noise. I'm old. I deserve respect.
You deserve respect. Hey, wait a minute. Who am I talking to?
What do you mean, who are you talking to?
Can't be. I think I'm going crazy.
Why are you going crazy?
Because I am standing here and I think I am talking to a horse.
You think you're talking to a horse. You are talking to a horse.
Shema, that's impossible.
Why?
A human being does not talk to a horse.
Well, you're a human being, aren't you?
Yeah.
And me? Would you agree I'm a horse?
Well, we, yeah.
We're talking, aren't we?
Why? I'm not dreaming, huh?
No, you're not dreaming.
You're a talking horse?
That's right.
It's not a trick?
Oh, look, get over it, will you?
Well, wait a minute. How did it happen you can talk?
I could always talk.
Yeah? Then how come you never did?
Maybe I never met anyone I wanted to talk to before.
You mean I'm the first person you met that you ever wanted to talk to?
Yes.
And you can talk English.
Also a smattering of French. A little Spanish.
Well, then why'd you want to talk to me?
Oh, you're nice.
Nice? Is that the only reason?
Isn't that a good enough reason?
Well, you can talk.
But don't start that again.
Listen, I want to tell you exactly the way it is. Look, Cupcake gave me three big bills to buy the wedding ring, see? And Swifty, he talked me into buying you.
Swifty? It figures.
I thought I was buying a young, strong, beautiful, sleek, swift racehorse.
You know something. You have absolutely no sensitivity at all.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry. I'm terrible. Oh, believe me, I would give anything to call them words back. What could I have been thinking, please? Please forgive me, huh? Please say you forgive me, huh?
Yes. The older spared nothing.
Oh, please. Look, I'm sorry.
All right, forget it.
You forgive me, huh? You do forgive me?
I forgive you. Now drop it.
It's just, I don't know what to do. I mean, I got to face the music. This Cupcake, you know? I'll have to tell her I spent the $300 on a racehorse. Forgive me for saying this. An old racehorse.
It's all right. Well, now that you got me, I hope you treat me better than Swifty did. You know, I can't live on grass.
Well, I thought horses...
I am a gourmet.
A gourmet horse? Where am I going to get the money to feed
you? You look pretty intelligent. For a human being, that is. You'll think of something.
Yeah, well, wait. I got it.
I see. I told you. What is it?
Hey, what are we doing?
Nothing.
Well, don't you get it? We're talking.
So?
What do you mean, so? A human being and a horse talking. Having a conversation. You and me will go on TV. The stage. Nightclubs. We'll just stand there and talk to each other just like we're doing now. Right now, this very minute.
You mean people will actually pay to see us?
We'll make millions.
All we have to do is talk to each other?
That's right.
What are we going to say?
It doesn't matter. Anything.
Oh, I don't have anything to say that's important.
Oh, what? That doesn't stop most people from going on television.
Still, it...
You don't have to say anything important. Just the idea that a man and a horse are standing in front of a microphone and shooting the breeze. It's like millions. Well, will you do it? Why am I even asking? Of course you'll do it.
I'll think about it.
Oh, Over here, Cupcake. Over here. Here I am.
Oh, now then, what's this about? You took our $300, our ring money, and you bought a racehorse. Was that what you were telling me on the phone?
Now, Cupcake.
A racehorse?
A talking racehorse.
Oh, I knew it.
Now, you gotta believe.
This environment, this never land of fantasy, this racetrack with its tainted visions, it has finally unhinged your brain.
Look, Cupcake, you can say what you like. What's the proof of the pudding?
I can't afford to eat pudding. I'm in training.
Now, what will you say when you hear this horse talk, huh? Huh?
Oh, my poor deluded fish face. A horse cannot talk.
Okay, you have made your statement. Okay, here we are at bar number 38. I will open the door for rebuttal. Huh? Behold, the horse.
That's the horse?
That is $1 million on a hoof, Cupcake. May I present Blue Streak? Blue Streak, my fiancée, Miss Melisande McClure. Say hello, Blue Streak. Blue Streak, say hello. Go ahead, say hello.
She isn't very talkative, is she?
But she can talk. She can't. Blue Streak, will you say something, please, huh? Please, don't do this to me. Will you say something?
What is this? We all heard Blue Streak talk of Blue Streak just a few moments ago. What can we say in a situation like this? Has the cat got your tongue? Or is it a case, quite simply, where one lady has taken an instant dislike to another? It's been known to happen. And it calls for further illumination in Act 3. Richard III, whom we mentioned earlier, is the one who cried, "My kingdom for a horse." Since he didn't specify the type, we can assume he would have settled for any horse he could get. However, if his plea had been answered by giving him a certain horse, like the one in our story, I'm not sure it would have solved his problem.
Blue Streak, you can't just stand there.
Obviously, she is.
Cupcake, listen, she talked to me. She's been talking to me all afternoon.
Really?
No. Don't say that word, and don't say it like that, and don't talk to me as if I'm a nut.
I reject the word nut and all of its vulgar and cruel connotations.
Yeah?
There are unfortunate people who are disturbed.
Yeah?
And we debase our own humanity as well as theirs when we use a word that makes them the object of ridicule and scorn.
Listen, the Blue Streak, get me off the hook. Will you talk to her?
Oh, my poor fish face.
For crying out loud, will you get me off the hook?
Well, don't scream at her, darling. She's only a poor, dumb animal.
Did you hear that? Huh? Did you hear that, Blue Streak? Are you going to take that land down? You going to let her call you a dumb animal?
Fish face, that's enough.
She can talk.
Well, suppose I tell you what happened.
But I already told you.
Revealed here is a basic guilt pattern.
Huh?
You are completely lacerated by remorse.
I am not.
Well, you had better be. You took our money, our ring money. Therefore, in a sense, sacred money.
Oh, come on, Cupcake.
Foolishly, you threw it away on a, well, this piece of horseflesh.
Well, now,
don't interrupt. Perhaps you were flattered. Perhaps it was your smoldering vestigial resentment toward marriage reasserting itself. And then...
Wait. It wasn't that way at all.
And then, when you realized what you had done, you needed justification. And you concocted a fantasy of a talking horse.
But she does talk.
You probably believe it.
It's true.
We will discuss this matter in greater depth and at further length when I arrive home this evening from the Coliseum.
No, wait a minute, Cupcake. Look,
in the meantime, I suggest that you dispose of this animal as quickly as possible.
Wait a minute, honey, wait. Blue Streak, now listen to me. This is your last chance to talk. It's the last chance you've got to save yourself from the glue factory.
This is reprehensible. To threaten this poor, dumb animal with such an inhuman fate. We shall have a very, very far-reaching discussion indeed this evening. For now, goodbye.
Wait a minute, Cupcake. What did you do, huh? What did you do to me? We agreed.
Did we?
Yeah, you said you would talk.
I said I would think about it.
Why didn't you say something?
Because I had nothing to say.
Well, you could have said, hello.
Yes, I could have done that.
Yeah, you could have said, how are you?
I suppose
you
so.
Could have said, nice day.
That's true.
Well, why didn't you? Why'd you just stand and let me look like a fool?
Let me put it this way. It suddenly occurred to me that it would be better for you to look like a fool than for me to look like a freak.
A freak?
Isn't that exactly what a talking horse is, a freak? Isn't that why people would pay to see me?
I mean, you can't throw away $1 million.
I see. But I can throw away my dignity.
Oh, I wish. Come on, look, you're taking this thing too serious.
And you're not taking it seriously enough.
But what am I going to tell Cupcake tonight, huh?
The truth. Tell her you want to marry her.
Oh,
or tell her you don't want to marry her. Decide, and you'll feel better about everything.
Yeah, but $1 million.
Yes. And what would you do with $1 million? You'd only lose it at the track.
No, I wouldn't. If I could just win, if I could just get even, I'd never bet on another horse again.
Oh, you forget. I've spent my life at the track. I've heard these sad stories so many times.
Oh, no, no, I mean it.
They all mean it.
Look, I'll tell you the truth. You know why I'm fighting this marriage thing with Cupcake?
I'm sure you must have a fascinating reason.
Yes, it's because I'm scared.
Yes?
Scared I can't kick the habit. The track, you know?
Uh-huh. How well I know.
Now, why do I go to the track?
Because
I want to make a lot of money.
Here?
Yeah, I don't know where else to make it. I never went that far in school. I never learned a profession.
Cupcake doesn't impress me as the type who needs a lot of money.
I want her to have good things.
The best thing she can have is a husband who doesn't gamble.
Yeah, and that is why I'm going to kick it. But I need some money to go into a business of some kind. That's why I was thinking maybe you could help me.
I told you. I shall not become a freak.
Wait. Look, I see your point. I see your point, and I agree.
You do? Then how can I help you?
Just by doing what you do best.
Oh, what's that?
Well, why were you born? To race, huh? To run on the track, right? Run a race and win.
Run a race?
Right.
At my age, I could hardly walk around the track.
You're going to run and you're going to win.
Oh, she's right, Cupcake. Something has given way. It has snapped.
You don't believe you can win.
Oh, Fish Face, your spontaneous reaction when you saw me for the very first time. You said I was an old bag of bones.
Oh, look, I was just making
Yeah, you were just telling the truth. Yes, I am. Nothing but a bag of bones. It's all gone. All the strength, the style, the speed, the technique. I knew so much. I could do so much. I was beautiful.
Oh. Hey, come on. Hey, pull yourself together. Come on.
All I have left is my dignity, which is why I, for all the money in the world, will not become a freak. How cruel you are to even suggest that I should race.
No, wait. Now, you'd like to win, wouldn't you? Huh? Once again come in first, stand in a winner's cycle. Wouldn't you like that, wouldn't you?
Oh, it's a dream. A dream of the faraway, distant, long ago.
No, it can happen again.
Why are you so cruel? Why do you taunt me?
Because I know you can do it. Now, listen to me. Listen. The horses line up for the start of the race, huh?
I shall not be a party to this.
And they're off. They race around the track, and one of them wins, right? Huh?
Well.
And we make a fuss over the winner, huh? We, human beings. And why? Because we bet on the race, huh? Right? Now, answer me this. Do horses bet on a race, huh?
What kind of silly question
is that? Answer me.
Of course not.
Do horses really care which one of them wins, huh? Huh? Think first, and then answer.
Well, now that you mention it...
They don't. When a race is over, they all go back to the barn. Whether you win or lose, you get fed, don't you?
Yeah. That's right.
See, you get a pat on the head from human beings. Maybe a piece of sugar, an apple, a carrot, huh? But do the other horses treat you differently?
I couldn't say that they do.
See, this whole entire racing business is for people, right? It's for their enjoyment, for their profit or loss. It really doesn't mean a thing to the horses.
now that I think about it.
That's why you're going to win.
But you still haven't told me how.
You are going to talk to the other horses.
I am going to what?
Uh-huh. You are a horse. You are going to talk to your fellow horses.
Oh, I...
And you're going to say, look, I'm a horse just like the rest of you. My name is Blue Streak. Now, it's very important for me to win today. Do you fellas mind if I come in first just this one time today? Huh? Now, what do you think they'd say?
I don't know.
Well, come on. When you were racing, and when you were lined up at the gate, if some horse had said that to you, what would you have answered?
I would have said, help yourself.
Uh-huh.
Take it.
Uh-huh.
If you need it, why not?
Please.
Horses are very nice to each other. We have to be.
Sure, so all you got to do is just talk that way to the other horses in the race.
Yes, that's all I have to do.
And that's how I win my $1 million. You do it?
Only if you promise never to bet again.
Now listen, Cupcake. In a minute, we're going to turn on the television, huh?
Why?
Because you didn't want to go to the track.
Well, naturally, I would have no reason. And besides, I despise that environment.
The reason we're going to watch the seventh race at Crystal Park...
No, Fishface, we are not.
It's because we own a horse that's entered in it.
What are you saying?
Well, you saw the horse, Blue Streak. She's going to win. Ask me how I know. Ask, all right. But I'll tell you. She and I talked it over.
Fishface.
Believe me, she talked. She's arranging it with the other horse.
Oh, you're not serious.
Yeah, sure. You know what odds on Blue Streak are? 1,000 to 1.
I'd better call a doctor.
So, I went to the bank. I drew out 1,000.
What?
$1,000 and 1,000 to 1 to pay off $1 big million. It's going to be okay. Okay, you'll see. Okay, here, I'll turn it on. That's it. The race is starting now.
Here's the gate, folks. We're at the starting gate for the seventh at Crystal, and this is old Feedback Charlie ready to call it. Now, at post position 4 is occupied by... It can't be. Blue Streak. She's 20 years old. How can I make... Well, there she is at 1,000 to 1. Does somebody know something? And they're off. Okay, it's Mary Mary in the lead. Careful, Kenny second. Tippy down his third. Pickle Teller's fourth. Careful, Telly fifth. And trudging along in the rear, Blue Streak. And at the corner, it's Mary Mary. Here comes Careful Kitty. Uh-oh, Tippy Downey's moving up. And where is Blue Streak? Uh-huh, in last.
Blue Streak, come on, Blue Streak. Come on.
At the far turn, it's Mary Mary standing off the challenger and Tippy Downey.
Blue Streak, come on, Blue Streak.
And Blue Streak is just moseying along. Now in the stretch.
Blue Streak, you promised me.
It's Tippy Dotty. No, Mary Mary. And out of nowhere, here comes...
Hi, Blue Streak.
Careful, Kitty. She surges across the finish line. A winner, Careful, Kitty.
Cupcake, I know what you're going to say.
No, you don't. You are going to lie down, and we're going to call the doctor.
No, but I'm not sick. I got to talk to her.
Fishface, come back here. Fishface!
What did you do to me, huh? What did you do?
Look at you. What are you angry about?
What am I angry about?
What did you lose? Some money.
Cupcake is chasing me right now. She's got men in white coats with her. What happened? What went wrong? You're supposed to talk to the other horses. What went wrong?
Nothing went wrong, exactly. I just didn't talk to them, that's all.
Well, why didn't you talk to them? That was the plan. Why?
I couldn't. I can't talk to horses.
You can't talk to horses? But you're a horse yourself. What do you mean you can't talk to horses?
Well, you see, all these years I've been learning the language of people. And so I forgot the horse language.
You what?
I talked to the other horses the way I talked to you. And they looked at me and shook their heads. They didn't understand a single word. Oh, please, feel sorry for me.
I should feel sorry for you after what you did to me?
What did I do to you? All you lost was some money. But I lost the language of my father and mother. Forever I'm doomed to be a silent stranger among my own people. I can no longer talk to my brothers and sisters.
Oh, come on, Brewster. Come on. No, no, no. Everything's going to be all right.
Can you imagine? Can you even begin to imagine?
No, you'll see. You'll see it'll be all right.
I forgot how to talk to horses.
What greater loss can there be? I needn't tell you that at that very dramatic moment, Cupcake showed up, and the white-coated folk were with her. Fishface was conducted to a place where he was, in time, restored to what the doctors called normalcy. And they are married now, Fishface and Cupcake, living happily on a farm with Blue Streak, who doesn't talk to anyone. Don't say we never give you happy endings. I'll be back shortly. For some reason, we seem to assign a great and deep wisdom to the horse. Thus, we flatter a person by saying he has horse sense. Are horses really wise? For that matter, are foxes smart? Are cats cunning? Are dogs faithful? Are lions brave? It seems that if you're looking for mystery stories, you'll find as many at the zoo as you will in the library. Our cast included Joe Silver, Mandel Kramer, and Bryna Rayburn. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Contact, the 12-hour allergy capsule, and Buick Motor Division.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.